This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. And we're talking a lot about the Masters because it was incredible. And we could see this. Mike and I have been watching a long time. Many of you golf fans and fringe fans have been watching a long time. We may not have a playoff for another 20 years. I mean, like you don't know how this thing's going to shake out. So right. To witness that and to know the pressure was on. And, Mike, I thought Justin Rose was hot. I thought he was feeling like – I was like, okay, this is another reason why you don't want to go to a playoff. Justin Rose finished with that 20-foot putt, and you're right. Like, oh, and then he immediately went to the range and started working.
Stay loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's going to live with those two bogeys that we talked about at 14 and 17 that just kind of unfortunately – because, again, after that one, if you know, that bogey, that would have lost it. I mean, you think about where he could have been. If he doesn't have those two bogeys, then Rory doesn't make that shot. His final in regulation, of course, makes that amazing putt to win it, and the crowd goes bananas. I saw a meme where Rory basically, it's almost like that time that Flipper Anderson caught the touchdown for the Rams in the playoffs. He just kept going through the tunnel. So Rory's basically like shaking hands, and they have these memes where he's like shaking hands with a guy who's like, there's a gardener holding a rake, and a guy goes all the way out the door, and it's like he goes for fast food, and everything, he just keeps walking.
That's great.
But I mean, yeah, it was literally, you know, about 100. It just shows you who, you can always tell who. Okay, I get that. There's the marketing team. There's the agent.
Who are these people?
There's the business manager. Yes. These are all the guys that you see at the tournaments.
Well, it was funny. You're right, because people are like, okay, how many people are like there for you at this point?
But team McIlroy.
Yeah, right? It really was. No, listen, he had everybody there. And, again, congratulations to Rory McIlroy. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, by the way, we will talk plenty about the Hawks coming up. They got the play-in game tomorrow night, Mike. They win. They're in. That's the good news. Bad news is
you want a trip to Orlando. Yeah, I mean, so that's the thing with this. We got Orlando, and you and I have talked about it now. They didn't this. Unfortunately, I know Steve Cootey would say, "Don't say that," but it's too late. It was kind of a meaningless game to wrap up the season.
Oh, terrible!
And Paolo Banchero didn't play. Wagner didn't play for Orlando, so we didn't get their A game. You will get their A game, or you could argue, Carl, coming up tomorrow night. And those guys, and we said, they kind of give us trouble. If we lose, then we got to play the winner of the Heat and the Bulls. We split with the Bulls this year, 3-3. Remember, we had that in-season tournament action this year with them. That was one of those. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't like playing the Heat either. You know, even though without Jimmy Buckets, I don't like what they did to us last time. And the way, you know, the times, you know, they just seemed like Adebayo could get his. I don't know. Man.
I know.
Win
tomorrow in Orlando, and you're in. Like that's all that needs to happen.
And you've won a trip to take on the Boston Celtics.
But you're in the 7-game series, and yes, anything can happen. Look, if you're asking me how optimistic I am in a Celtics series, I would tell you they beat the Celtics without Trey this year. But the regular season guys is just different. It's just different. So,
and the Celtics, I mean, I don't know what. Not a fan of their coach, but he does certainly redeem himself later this year because they put a real run on Cleveland. Yeah. And I thought for a minute Cleveland was going to lose that number one spot. And now we've talked to a lot of NBA experts who are not sold either Oklahoma City or Cleveland can hang on to that one spot just on how young the teams are.
No doubt. More on that coming up along the way. And we got to talk about the state of college football. And I'm going to talk about spring games. Everybody's talking about this story that hit with Tennessee on Friday, and then it played out over the weekend. Mike and I will get into that coming up as well. All right, Big O's behind the glass. Day-Day is producing today. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail. All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That green jacket fit pretty well, didn't it? Rory is proud of himself, proud of the moment. I don't know if he'll ever win another Masters. And this is the other thing, too. We take this for granted. Tiger's got five, right? Mm-hmm. Jack's got a ton. When you win multiple Masters, Mike, then you start saying, okay, these are the elite guys. But he finally got the monkey off his back. Here's Rory.
It feels incredible. This is my 17th time here, and I started to wonder if it would ever be my time. And I think, you know, the last 10 years coming here with the burden of the Grand Slam on my shoulders and trying to achieve that, I'm sort of wondering what we're all going to talk about going into next year's Masters. But I'm just absolutely honored and thrilled and just so proud to be able to call myself a Masters champion.
Yeah, man, it was, as we said, you guys know the story, the career slam now, and he gets it. What does he do? Does he get that pressure, which seems to be so internal, you can't win another major? Because it wasn't just the Masters, guys. He didn't win a major for 11 years, let alone the Masters. But yeah, Jack with 6, Tiger with 5, Arnold with 4, Sam Snead, Gary Player, Faldo, Phil with 3, Bubba's got 2, Scheffler's got 2. I mean, you're an elite company, man, and next year we'll see what he puts on the menu for his Rory dinner.
All right, let's get to story number 2.
Story number 2.
Well, it has to do with Kirby Smart and them dogs. G-Day, the spring game happened this weekend. It was Saturday. Kirby, what'd you think of the game?
I'm excited about the spring game. Got an opportunity to play a lot of guys today. Got a lot of snaps in, probably more than we typically do. And I like the pace that it went at. We got done right at 2 hours and ended up getting about 15 or 20 more snaps than we've gotten in past years. So it was good tempo. Some good and bad for both, but that's the way spring games go. We got to play some loose plays, throw the ball around, got to do some two-minute. Excited about the guys that got to play. We've got, you know, a lot of work to do in terms of off-season and getting ourselves where we need to be for next year. But
now, again, just a scrimmage, so you don't want to make too much into it, but it's something we spent a lot of time the last few weeks because it may go away for Georgia because a lot of coaches feel they can better use their time and don't want to do this in front of a big crowd or whatever the reasoning behind it. Puglisi and Stockton, I thought, were both good and bad from what I read and what I saw from Dog Nation. I thought neither one looked great, if I'm honest.
So this is my question. Does that mean this quarterback thing is undecided?
Or do they go in the portal? There was an article in Dog. We'll talk to Connor about it later in the show, but
yes.
Do they feel that the guy can do it is there?
You know? That to me is very interesting. Like, I think after a spring game, you want to definitively say, here our guy is. Here he is. I don't think he said that, and I don't think that was decided. But if you're wondering and you're keeping score, nobody was. Team Red defeated Team Black 34-17.
Somebody bet on it.
Kirby, yeah, right. Some degenerate. Kirby did say that they got a lot of snaps in, guys. A lot of passes. I will tell you that. They worked on the passing game. And then, of course, you know, as far as the other part in which the team can improve most on, this is Kirby Smart. Where can they improve?
Mental and physical toughness, I think, is one of the number one areas that we can get better at and grow, have more guys that can play winning football.
Now, Noah Thomas did get an AC sprain. He left the scrimmage yesterday, and that's another thing that a lot of coaches are saying, another chance these guys get hurt. But again, as we said, they just had a whole spring practice, you know, weeks of building up to this and out in bubble wrap. But a couple of guys got banged up. Cole Spear also had a drop, and he got hurt. And we mentioned Noah Thomas out with the AC sprain.
Mental and physical toughness is what Kirby says they need to work on. Georgia Tech also had their spring game, guys. Team Wreck'em versus Team Swarm. Haynes King is back. I like this Georgia Tech squad, and it has nothing to do with the spring game. I think that Brent Key's done a really good job, but he was talking about the importance of playing this game.
I think it's important to play spring games. You know, there's a lot of reasons behind it, you know, from external, from, you know, fans and, you know, student body and people around. But, you know, the importance is when you go out and scrimmage and you have people in stands and, you know, it's a different environment. And you don't know how you're going to scrimmage by the way you practice necessarily. You hope you do. All right. Well, then you don't know how you're going to scrimmage in a stadium with people in it, you know, as opposed to a stadium that's empty, right? Well, then it comes to playing a game. So it's just everything we're doing, trying to shrink that gap between, you know, our preparation and playing in a game. And this is another step towards that.
Yeah, and in the NCAA, if you're wondering, like, coaches are talking about what the NFL does, where you bring in a squad. Let's say, you know, they want to bring in another team to potentially play against instead of having a spring game. It has to be okayed. The NCAA has not done that. Syracuse tried to do this with Colorado last year, Mike. They were like, nah, y'all aren't doing that. So it's not as if you can have those kinds of, we're going to do a 2 or 3 day practice with the team and we'll do this instead of having our spring game, at least not yet.
Right. And that's perfectly cool for me. I mean, whether you want to do now, again, is it maybe a conference opponent that you don't play on your schedule, or you want to bring somebody like Georgia Southern in?
Mm.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there something gained by that? Or do you go cross conference? I mean,
correct.
Could you, I mean, and by the way, would this take anything away from clean old fashioned hate if you played Tech?
I think it built.
I don't know.
I think it built more animosity. Yeah.
That might be something that's not even on the table. But by the way, we are going to, as you mentioned, talk to Brent Key. We're going to get the conversation later this week. But he's busy today, but we will talk to Brent about what he saw with his Tech guys.
Both Georgia and Georgia Tech spring games, though, went off without a hitch. And that's the good news. And again, we're learning more about these teams. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
We mentioned it. The Hawks win, but didn't really matter, right? I mean, let's be honest. You're trying to prepare for the playoffs now and the play-in, but Quinn Snyder was talking about Keaton's triple-double, Mike. That was the high note for the Hawks.
I think what Keaton did, the reason that he did it is because of the way that we play. When you spend as much time as we have, you know, talking about playing with the pass, playing with pace, spacing, you know, second actions, movement, all those things on the offensive end, when you see a group come out and attack collectively, good things happen.
But as we said, guys, you know, no Trey in this game, no Wagner, no Bancaro, because, again, you're just getting set up for the play-in. So, again, Carl said, when we take on the Celtics. I mean, look, there will be some electricity around the Celtics, right?
There will be
some folks come down here. That'll be certainly some juice. And if you guys take it all the way back to, do you anything is possible with Kevin Garnett, that was the year that, you know, it was Day-Day. Joe Johnson, Paul Millsap, I want to say. Was Millsap not there yet? I know it was Zaza. I know Josh Smith, I think, was on that team in 2008. And that's the one that took the Celtics to 7.
15 points, 11 rebounds, 15 assists for Keaton Wallace. That was what Coach was talking about. What's the approach, Quinn Snyder, as we get ready for the playoffs? And what about how the playoffs and the game itself slows down?
I know we need to run. A lot of the times we've lost, it's because we've turned the ball over and haven't got defensive rebounds. So that all makes sense to me. I think in a playoff situation, you're absolutely right. The game can slow down. And the key is to generate good shots, you know.
Yeah, and that's going to be key, Mike, because half-court sets and running your stuff and getting, you know, guys open and executing, it's great to run. But that's why the playoffs are different. And then when you start playing these better defensive teams, it gets harder.